Welcome, everyone, to my show, Wubsy's Show. Woohoo! It's a Monday night. It's a beautiful Monday night, May 5th. I believe today is Cinco de Mayo Day. Yay! So, put your hooves up. Let's see if I've got that song. I've got it somewhere. Yes, right here. Let's see if I can get this. So, I hope you guys are having a great day. It's a great day. So, long week for some of us. but I hope you guys enjoy the music selection for tonight. Next week, be sure to tune in next week, because next week is going to be an all Silverhound week. I'm going to play an entire 1 hour show of all Silverhound music. Yes, the music you've never heard of from the musician we all know and love. Because he's put out a lot of music. So, and I know you guys haven't heard a lot of his music. I mean, goodness gracious, even I haven't listened to all his songs. He's got that many. So, but anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this tonight's show. We're just going to play some good oldies, some good stuff. Here's a good one, one of my favorites, current favorites from Taps, called Get Your Hooves Up.
Yeah. wonders and disease. With proper care and sunshine, everyone needs. Apple, carrots, summer stocks, cocoa flowers too. We must work so very hard, it's just so much to do.
That was Winter Wrap Up by All Levels at Once, one of my personal favorites. I really love that song. It takes me back to the good old few days, or the good old days when I had never heard Find a Pet. Actually, I love Find a Pet, so those weren't the good old days. Those were the days before Find a Pet. Oh, those days were dark and dreary. I can't speak tonight. Anyway, yeah, this is me right now. I can't speak. So anyway, we're gonna go to Archie with Love Is in Bloom. If you are in the chat, be sure to say hi to me. I'd love to give you a little shout out to those listening. By the way, quick question. How many songs do you think Silverhound has made so far? We'll be back with that number after this. That I can say your name, DJ Shu. I hope I'm saying that correctly. DJ Shu or Shao. Show? DJ Shu. We'll be right back. So, did you guys make a guess at how many songs Silverhound has? Because I bet you don't know, I bet you can't make it. The sad thing is I just went onto his Bandcamp, which is silverhound.bandcamp.com. Check out his awesome collection of music. Although I'm really sad, though, because he's... I don't know why people, some of the brony musicians are doing this, but they're removing some of their greatest albums from Bandcamp and whatnot. And I'm really sad to see that, because he had a lot of amazing music on there. So I'm super sad to see that, because he had a lot of awesome music. And again, you guys should definitely check it out. His music is still always available. It's always available on any of his... You can check him out at silverhound.com, where he's got all of his music there. I'm going through the website myself. But can you guess how many songs he has made? I bet you can't, because the total is over 160. I bet a lot of you didn't know that. From albums such as, famous albums such as Bass Rocket EP to Drinks on the House Special Deluxe Edition, Equestrian Lover, Furry Habit, Furry Infection, Hooves Up High, Party Cannon EP, Pony OC EP, Pony Swag 2 EP, and even one of my favorites, which I'll even play some of it in a few minutes. I'm not going to give it away yet, because obviously I want it to be a surprise. So, anyway, we're going to go to a song from Blaze. This is... let me look up the title again. It is Aviators and Omniponies song Monster. And it's Blaze and Mishu.com. Remix. Enjoy.
Turn me away, turning me into the monster I am today.
You wanted to drop, didn't ya? So here we go. That was fun. Now back to my song.
I'm not the same because of what you did to me. Now I'll show you that I've become what you thought me to be. Can't have you then. I'll throw the world away. Oh, you had a flame for turning me into the monster I am today.
Oh, another drop. Sure.
Once again, that was Monster Remix by Blaze and Mono.com or something. I don't even remember. But I think what I'm going to do is every other week I'm going to do a themed stream. Woo! Theme stream! Woohoo! So next week it's going to be, like I said, Silverhound. Possibly the week after that it's going to be, there's going to be an Aviators theme. There's going to be a General Mumble theme. So if you like these musicians, stay tuned. Tell your friends about it. Right now, I have so many listeners, and I love you all. Thank you all so much. It means a lot to me that you listen to me play music. So thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to me rant for an hour and Tumblr, pony. Okay. Next, we're going to go to a really good old song because I want to make you all nostalgic. Or for those of you who have never heard these, then welcome to the first time for listening to it. Anyway, we're going to go to this song. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you what the song title is. Well, you may. I hope you all should know this. It's a good oldie. It's. one of my favorites. I love the title. Every Pony's Gay for Braeburn. I mean, who isn't?
Hey there!
This next song will get you really going. This one is from old times. It's about 2 or 3 years long. Can you imagine a song 2 or 3 years long? I don't think anybody would ever listen to it. Nope. Anyway, here it is. Just enjoy. Remember, shout out to all of my people, peeps, my hoof lovers out there. Woohoo! I love you all. You're so awesome. Remember, you are an amazing person, and I love you. I don't care if I don't know you. I love you. You're awesome. Not just because you're tuned in, but because you're just an amazing person, and remember that. Because you're so cool. There is something about you in everybody. There's something about everybody that at least one person loves. And you know what? If you're sad or down or depressed or something, remember, you have 5 billion cells that all love and depend on you every single day for you to wake up. And if you don't, then they're in trouble. So remember, there are 5 billion cells that love you. 5 billion people. Can you imagine that? 5 billion little people that love you. I mean, it's just incredible.
You try your best, but it's not quite there. You try your best, but it's not quite there. You kick a hoof and say it's just not fair. A simple mare living simple dreams. A room where that's not quite as it seems. Oh, your best, but it's not quite there. You could go and say it's just not fair. A simple man living simple dreams. A room where that's not quite as it seems. You're elixir, tons of farmers. You be friends, that would drown you to the cosmos, that describes you. Canta, don't be homeless. You're elixir, tons of farmers. You be friends, that would drown you to the cosmos, that describes you. Brighter than the next sunset. Can't mistake your silhouette. Not a sound, no voice nearby. Your main illuminates this gloomy sky. You.
I have Coke Zero. Now, some of you may not like that, but oh well. Anyway, so in other news, so I don't know if many of you know this, but I work at the Dollar General store. And, well, this past week, what ended up happening was, hold on a minute. Let's see if I can get some good music going here. We're going to listen to Stratum, because I have... because I love Stratum. His music's really nice and calming. But, you know, I was working the other day at the Dollar General when all of a sudden, you know, there was this guy and this girl, and they came up, they were about my age, and I'm only 21. And, they, you know, they look kind of punk rock because, you know, they had the dyed hair, they had the tattoos and everything, and they looked... they had that kind of look. I'm not trying to be discriminant, but, you know, we do know people that have that kind of look. And, well, you know, it was just weird, you know, seeing guys and people like that. And at first I thought nothing of it because, you know, I've seen a lot of people that come in with stuff like that. And, but then they bought a My Little Pony coloring book. And... you know, I don't know about you, but when people buy that stuff, especially at that age, I do have to ask, so who's the fan? And the guy said, we both are, actually. And he showed me, he pulled up his shirt, and the left side of his shirt for his arm. And you could see he had tattoos on both sides of his arm. And it was incredible, and I almost freaked out because when he pulled up his shirt, I could see he had a tattoo of the entire, of the main six. Like, how cool is that? To have the actual main six tattooed on your arm. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then the girl turned around, and she had a little backpack with My Little Pony on it. And that was just so awesome. To just, you know, see that. So, you know, it really, what I'm trying to say is, you know, put yourself out there when you're, you know, when you're out in public, you know, don't be afraid to show off some My Little Pony stuff. Because you never know who you might meet. You know, I've met some I've met a few bronies in real life, and or, you know, two or three people actually who, you know, are bronies and they live in my area. And, you know, it doesn't take much to get a conversation started, especially if it's about My Little Pony. So, you know, take the chance. Be willing to, you know, say, hey, I see you have that. Are you a huge fan of the show? And, you know, I would normally start getting into stuff like, well, hey, are you into the community? Do you listen to a lot of music? Is there some way we can connect, you know? And some of them are yes, sometimes no. But you never know. I mean, you could, especially if you live near one of the musicians and you may not know it. I mean, for goodness sake, you may live near Silva Hound and not know it, or Mike the Microphone and just not know it. And, you know, I mean, you would probably know it because you've probably seen them, so you know what they look like. But for some of these other musicians, like Hey Last Fast or Blaze or Living... No, none of us live near Living Tombstone. Or maybe Simgratina, or you never know. You know, just be willing. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. That's, you know, that's the moral of the story. So, because you could always meet someone really awesome and someone really cool. And I met someone with a My Little Pony tattoo on their arm, and I thought that was the bee's knees. No, I've come up with a new term. It wasn't the bee's knees, it was the pony's hooves. That's the newest term. Everybody start using that. It's the pony's hooves. Better than the bee's knees. Is the bee's knees. We're not a community of bees. If we're not. Well, except for that one episode. But apart from that, we're not. So we're the pony's hooves. I like that. I'm gonna go tell all my friends this. Official, the newest, coolest term of the century is the pony's hooves. So when you see something cool, be sure to tell everybody, hey, that's the pony's hooves. Cause that's cool. I'm gonna post that. I'm posting this everywhere. Tumblr, here we go. Let's see if we can make this a Tumblr term. A TT, Tumblr term. I don't even know. But I hope you guys are enjoying the show. So, yeah. Also, hi to Limitless! Hi, Limitless! You're awesome! It's Limitless! He's here! He's... Well, at least he's in the chat. I don't know if he's tuned in. But I love you, Limitless! I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, here we go with Omnipony with Pony Robots. We'll be right back. Well, I just went and bought an album from General Mumble because I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that first got me interested in General Mumble. I have to say, this is one of the weirdest songs. No, it's not. General Mumble has come out with some of the weirdest albums I have ever heard in my life. I'm sorry, but if you ever go to his Bandcamp, I must warn you, do not be surprised by some of the albums and some of the stuffs. He changed some of his albums. Oh yeah, here it is. This is still one of the weirdest albums I have ever heard. And it's downloadable for free, so download at your own warning. The album is called Far Too Much Farting for a debut album. So I will warn you, it is filled with farting noises. But it's funny, and it's hilarious, and it's just awesome, because all of his music is awesome. But anyway, we're gonna go to the last song of the night. I am so sorry that I have to go, people. You can always come in contact with me. I'll be here next week, and remember, next week is Silvahound Week, so be sure to tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors about it, because I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, here we go with the last song of the night. More Than a Chicken! Woo! thank you all so much. I gotta go because I gotta drive to work. So I love you all so much. Have a great night. Remember, it's the pony's hooves. We're gonna use that. We're gonna remember that term for next week. I love you all. Thank you so much. Remember, and also remember, next week is Silverhound week. So show up for next week and be ready to have your mind blown by the amount of Silverhound music. And the week after that, we're going to have an Aviator's music. Because Aviator's is awesome. I love him. He's cool. I've hung out with him. He does have aviator glasses, for those of you who do ask. So, but I don't know if that's the reason why he got his name. Anyway, I love you all. Have a great night. God bless. And bye-bye. Woohoo! And I love you!